about 21 shy of 5 o'clock. It's downtown, the Pulse, AM 620, WZON, WKIT HD3, and all around the world at WZONThePulse.com. Rich Kimble and Brian Stackpole here in time to keep up the baseball talk this afternoon. This time with a close eye on the minor leagues as we're joined on the Tiller and Rye telephone line by Forrest Mulheron. He writes the Sea Dogs Insider blog. You see it at BDN Maine, BangerDailyNews.com, and more. Forrest, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about what's going on with the Sea Dogs here on the field. It's been a little bit of a struggle for them. The parent club's problems have made their way down to Portland.
Yeah, this year is probably represented the gap in the minor league system here in Portland. They had such a tremendous season last year with so many talented names. You had Mookie Betts, Swihart, Eduardo Rodriguez was there last year. So to start this season, the roster was a little thin on the talent side, but things are starting to heat up now. Just a couple weeks ago, they promoted Manuel Margot, who's one of the top five prospects in the Red Sox organization. And he was actually just ranked 14th prospect in all of baseball by Baseball Prospectus.
Yeah, and not only Margot, but one of his teammates, too, had a chance to show their stuff in the Futures game over the weekend.
Yeah, Margot got the start yesterday in center field for the international team. He ended up going 0-for-2 with a strikeout. And another one of the Red Sox top prospects, 18-year-old Rafael Devers, he came in the bottom of the sixth as a defensive replacement at third base, and he went 0-for-2 with a strikeout as well. But it was certainly nice to see the Red Sox represented well there at the Futures game.
And it's also a big week, not just for the Sea Dogs, but for Hadlock Field and really for baseball in the state of Maine as they get to host this Eastern League All-Star game.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited for this. I've been looking forward to this since they announced it last winter. The Eastern League All-Star Classic will be there at Hadlock Field this Wednesday. The festivities start at 3 o'clock. They're going to have an autograph session going until about 5:15, and then they'll do a home run derby, and then the game actually starts at 7 p.m. and there'll be some fireworks following the game. But certainly, probably one of the most exciting things going on at Hadlock this season. It'll be nice to see, you know, all the top names in the Eastern League right here in our backyard, basically.
Forrest, let's talk about the blog. How did you get it started, and what prompted you to start covering the Sea Dogs on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I've been a diehard Red Sox fan forever, and within the last 4 or 5 years, I've really started to get into the Sea Dogs, you know, with the amount of talent that has gone through there and reached the major league level. So it started a couple years ago. I began blogging for a website called baseballessential.com, and I still do some work for them occasionally. And through that, I got hooked up with Boston Baseball Magazine. They print the program that you can buy outside of Fenway Park. And from there, I decided to branch out, and I reached out to Bangor Daily News. And, you know, they liked the idea of a blog pertaining to the Sea Dogs, you know, our own professional baseball team here in Maine. So it started a couple years ago as kind of a hobby, and it's just gone from there.
Well, it's a terrific blog. I love it. It keeps me up to date. I don't get down there as often as I'd like to. Now, a lot of times people will head down from the Bangor area and from northern Maine in the summertime. Who are the guys that people ought to get down there and make a point of trying to see before the season ends?
Well, certainly Margot. You know, he's one of the highly talked about names in the Red Sox organization. But they do, besides Margot, they still have a wealth of pretty good talent down there. They're actually got 6 Sea Dogs that will be in the All-Star game. Young man by the name of William Cuevas, he's got the nod. He'll be actually starting for the Eastern Division. He's probably been one of the Sea Dogs' most consistent arms this year. In addition to him, they have a couple infielders by the name of Jansen Witte and Carlos Asuaje, who have been probably their most productive hitters down there. And I think it's worth keeping a close eye on. It shouldn't be too long, hopefully, before we'll see the likes of Rafael Devers and Yoan Moncada, who the Red Sox signed as an international free agent back in March.
Yeah, and from all reports, he's swinging a pretty good bat, too.
Yeah, he started off kind of cold, but you'd have to think that's quite a transition as a young man coming to the States. But he's kind of turned it on as of recently. He's played 41 games in single A. He's hitting .263. He's got a couple home runs and 17 ribbies. But what's really impressive is 15 stolen bases, and he hasn't been caught a single time. So not only do the Red Sox have a wealth of young talent, but they have a lot of speed coming up through the system as well.
Now, with the parent club, Buckles on the DL, they called up Brian Johnson. For those who haven't seen him, what type of a pitcher is he, and what do you expect he'll do with his chance with the Sox?
Brian Johnson, he spent some time with the Sea Dogs last year, so it was fun. We got a good look at him last year. He's a tall lefty. He's probably one of the only guys in the Red Sox organization that commands four different pitches. So he doesn't just rely on his fastball, but he's got four different pitches. He's got some quality secondary stuff. He's very accurate. He's got great command, and I think he's going to do a great job in the majors. I see him probably topping out as a mid-rotation kind of guy, but I certainly think he's gonna find some success at the major league level.
Now, if the Sox can hang in there for a couple of weeks and get to the trading deadline and be some sort of buyers, whether it's looking for guys for this year or for guys who can help out but have contracts that will keep them around for a while, you know the minor league system very well. Who are the guys that should be untouchable in the Red Sox minor leagues?
Wow, at this point, the way the last couple of seasons have played out, I really don't know. Is there anyone that is totally untouchable? I think probably the two biggest ones we've already seen at the major league level in Mookie Betts and Blake Swihart. But if I was to guess, I would certainly say, Moncada would probably be the most untouchable. I wouldn't be surprised if the right opportunity presented itself that the Red Sox would look to move a Margot or a Devers for a quality starting pitcher.
We're talking with Forrest Mulhern, the Sea Dogs insider. Now, are you a home run derby guy?
I tune in and watch. It's not my most exciting part of the season, but I don't dislike it as much as some seem to. I'm kind of interested to see how the new format will work tonight. I think that actually ought to make it a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, that and the tornado that could hit could really liven it up a little bit.
Yeah, I suppose that could make for an exciting evening.
Hey, we enjoy your work, Forrest. It's great to have you on with us. Thanks for checking in, and we'll visit with you later on in the season.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Forrest Mulhern, Sea Dogs Insider here.